You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2017 in the afternoon the first day, and I'm in the Dixie Group space, and I'm with Kennedy Frierson, president, and Jared Coffin, vice president of rugs and wool, and Dan Phelan, vice president of marketing and hard surface. You guys doing okay?
We're doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you know, you've moved your space. Last year, you were over on the other side of the show. You moved over here. Talk about that strategy.
Well, I think there's a lot of people here on the Mohawk side of things, and also all the wool and higher-end companies that were in the soft flooring category really moved over to this end of the hallway.
Yeah, I probably should have said that. Everybody knows the Dixie, most people know the Dixie Group. For many years, some of the highest styled carpeting available in the marketplace, you know, we're talking carpeting that's sometimes 3 and 4 times what the average price of a square yard of carpet is. And so a lot of it's branded. You still get a lot of Stainmaster here. And, you know, so Dixie has done well. You got a lot of wool. Actually, you're probably one of the bigger players in wool, right?
Yeah, we think we are, especially with U.S. manufacturing. We feel like we're one of the larger wool players in the industry.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kennedy, real quick, just tell us from an overview what you're doing with carpet.
Well, we have a lot of new introductions this year, primarily Stainmaster products. Each of our three brands, you've got the Fabrique at the very highest end, Mazin Residential, and then Dixie Home. Starting with Dixie Home, a number of new Pet Protect items that are multicolor, moving along that trend in terms of the cut piles, and then several new pattern products as well. We're also featuring the Stainmaster Live Well, which is a new initiative from Stainmaster, focusing on the wellness, the well-being and health initiatives that you see that trend going through in the marketplace. With Mazin, a number of new nylon and wool introductions, a lot of patterns, a lot of utilizing of new tufting technology that we continue to invest in. And then Fabrique doing a lot of unique things in terms of the yarn formation, in terms of yarn heat setting, and creating different looks that some of which even replicate wool that I think others would find hard to replicate.
You ran through that really quickly. Let me come back and go through a couple things individually. This LiveWell product, they had an event last night. It was the first time I'd been exposed to it. This is actually a patented, additive to carpet that removes the allergens affects some people's allergies.
Well, it's basically an anti-soil protection treatment that allows the allergens to get trapped by carpet, that carpet filters through the air. It allows the vacuuming to more efficiently and effectively remove those allergens from the flooring and therefore providing a better environment for your home.
Okay. And you talked about yarn technology. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, there's several of our products that are uniquely formed in the Fabrique. St. Moritz is a nice new loop product where we use several different fibers that go through a two-step extrusion process that allow us to create a unique look and texture of a nice loop. We have another couple of products, one of which is on the floor here today, which with Monterey that create with a unique twisting yarn formation that take a solution dyed product with a natural delustered product to create a very nice striated look. And then we take a cabled yarn, a very heavy filament, where the cable is almost gone out of the industry because staple yarn has gone out of the industry in the nylon. We're taking that filament with a unique heat setting, allowing us to keep the yarn bundle very nice with a very beautiful texture at the for that particular fabric.
You did a great job. That's not scripted either. That's a good job. All right, Kenny, let me ask you before we move away and down the row here, but tell me a little bit about business results. Everybody knows you're a publicly traded company, but how's 16 and what's your outlook for 17?
Well, 16 was a very difficult year. Carpet did decline in the residential category, and it was slightly down in the commercial category. What we did see, though, was towards the end of the year, November and December, we started having positive comparisons to last year, which we hadn't seen really in the first 9 or 10 months of the year. We started seeing that momentum into early January, so we're optimistic that this year will be a better year. In our early markets, we've certainly seen the dealer optimism level much higher than what we've seen really through most of 2016.
All right, great, Kenny, appreciate it. Now, Jared, tell us what's going on in the wool business and in the rug business with the Dixie Group.
Yeah, so, you know, Mazin has had a large assortment of wool products for a number of years. We actually feel like we've got a lot of pattern content in there, so we've tried to zero in and just do some of the clean, tailored, crisp looks that work so well in the wool market, focusing on those types of items for new introductions this year. On the Fabrica side, given where that brand sits in the marketplace, being decorative, unique, different, high-end, we felt like we've got a great opportunity to really grow the footprint with what we're doing on the Fabrica side of the business. We are introducing some imported products into that line for the very first time. A couple of flat weave items that we're bringing in from Europe, and then some hand loomed items from India that just give some different aesthetics that we think are, you know, additive to what we can manufacture internally in our facilities in the U.S. So really a big push on the Fabrica side to grow the wool segment, and on Maslin is a little bit more about fine tuning and trying to find some of those just great fresh takes on some classic looks. The rug business really we've seen a niche that's worked very well for us on the higher end, doing some hand-knotted products. Last year was the first introduction of some hand-knotted products for the Fabrica business. We've expanded that this year with four more rugs. And then we do a wealth of just fabrication off of our broadloom business. So, custom size and shape of bound and serge rugs is a big segment for both brands there. And then also the custom businesses line up for both segments. We do some robotic tufting here in the States, as well as some of the classic inlay carved rugs that we've done for decades with both of those brands. So we set up really with three categories of imported, fabricating custom rugs with both businesses, and feel like that's a growth opportunity as well, given so much hard surface that's happening in the industry. Rug business, we feel like, is growing across the industry and should grow for us as well.
Let's zero in on this rug business, on this wool business, for a quick second. You know, it's no mystery to a lot of people. They've seen what people's retirement accounts have done. The stock market's been going up this year. People are feeling good, you know, with President-elect coming in. So the wool business is doing pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, we feel like it is. Especially with what's happened with currency, really. A lot of the people coming with importing products has allowed to hit some new price points and things in wool that really haven't been able to touch recently. Being a natural product, we feel like there's a trend, in health and wellness and natural items that seems to be growing as well. So, as a category, it's a great fiber. It has been for millennia, and we feel like it will continue to be. With the Dixie Group operating on the high end of the market, it fits our customer base, so just clicks in well there. And we try to just layer on our style and design with U.S. manufacturing for the most part, and just continue to grow that segment. It's been great for us, and we've come a long way in the last 10 years or so, and hope that continues going forward as well.
All right, Jared, appreciate that. So up until this point, for years and years, we've come to the Dixie Group and we've seen carpet, and this year we're coming to the Dixie Group and we're seeing LVT, right, Dan?
Yes, sir, that's right. Good to see you, Kemp.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the LVT business.
Well, today's day one. We are bringing out and introducing LVT to both Dixie Home and Maslin. We have 20 SKUs each. Our unique point of difference is really we have partnered with Stainmaster to offer a Pet Protect Stainmaster LVT product. Several different sizes, of course, different constructions, but we feel that we fit and hit the mark when it comes to look and unique and differentiated position in the market. And it's a natural point for us to have Stainmaster LVT in our product lines.
These products have a lot of texture to them, don't they?
They do. They're embossed and registered. Certainly there are a few products that have less embossing because of the nature of the look, but beautiful, well-made, well-constructed. Today's day one. The results so far have been fantastic. It's exciting to have something new, and for us as a company to get into a new segment of a business that we have not presently been in, I think it's not only good for us, but it's good for our partner retailers.
And the Stainmaster, I guess there's a story behind the cleanability of this product?
There sure is. There are several different parts of the story to it. Cleanability is one of them. Probably one of the biggest things that customers are concerned about, and where it ties into the pet part, is scratching. You have a pet in the home, a dog, a cat, mainly dogs, larger dogs. They're concerned about their LVT getting scratched, and it is a very popular segment of the marketplace anymore. And through the technology that Stainmaster has brought forward, to the tune of even installing this in a doggy daycare in Atlanta, and for the last 3 months, really been monitoring how it's been working, it's worked out very, very well. So we think the customer today is going to, we'll be able to have a very compelling story in our soft product goods that are Stainmaster, Pet Protect, and then launch into LVT with the same branding.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like y'all have been busy.
It's been a busy 2016, preparing for hopefully a very good 2017.
Well, I hope you have a great 2017. So again, here at the Dixie Group, been talking to Kennedy Frierson, Jared Coffin, and Dan Phelan, president and wool and rugs, and vice president of marketing and hard surface now, right?
Sir.
All right. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.